I let me not love. Another 3 seconds. How do I know the chiyuv of a father to malus kid except? That again, that only tells us for Avram. How do we tell his generations? We'll see in a minute. When a father didn't malum, it's up to bezin, and bezin doesn't mean bezin. To chiyuv and kol yisrael. Why it says the word bezin? It's probably because they're the ones they have the ability to carry it out. But it's really a chiyuv and kol yisrael that if the father doesn't want to do it. It's a whole shayla in the Rambam exactly what happens if the father doesn't get to do it. Do you wait for him the whole day? Do you not wait for him? We're not going to get involved in that. Bezin has a chiyuv to malam. To siv him alechem kozachar. Ve'echid le malam bedinim achayiv imu le milman nafshay. And if Bezin didn't do the mila, he has a chiyuv to do it when he turns 13. And there's a machloikas, a big shayla, whether the father at that point chiyuv is off. Does the father still have a chiyuv to do it after 13? Or is it off once the kid has his own chiyuv? The way to look at it, same shayla pidyon haben, is the father doing the kid's mitzvah, meaning the Torah gave a mitzvah on the father, do your kid's mitzvah, till he's capable of doing it? Or is it a separate chiyuv? He's going to have his chiyuv, and you have your chiyuv. Now, if you do your chiyuv, he'll never get to his chiyuv, but it's not like you're doing his chiyuv. It's a machshayla d'achleinim. The chiyuv karis is only on the guy himself, it's not on the father, and it's not on bezin. We spoke out of a chukas Rambam and arrived at when this chorus kicks in. According to the Rambam, I believe it's a chorus right away. According to the Rambam, it's only a chorus if he dies as an aro. Now you can ask, if he dies as an aro, what does it mean, chorus? Upstairs. How do I know mother is not chayiv? The chsiv kashativa oyser lekim, oyser velo yoysa. In fact, the Gemara Ashkecha Miyad L'Darius Minala. That tells me Avraham Avinu did it. How do I know it applies to everybody? For the Baby Shmuel, Kol Nem B'Shitzav, like Loshna Shitzifa, Eina L'Ziris Miyad L'Darius. It means to do it with Zrizus right away and for future generations. Tich Ziris D'Chsev, Tavis Yishuv V'Chaskev V'Amtayu, Miyad L'Darius D'Chsev V'Nadayim HaShitzivah Hashem V'Holo L'Darius Eichem. So the word Kashitzivah says it passes on to his children as well. How do I see a father has a chiyuv to redeem his son? This is I spoke out to Shiloh. Does anybody else have the chiyuv? Somebody adopts a child. Does the adoptive father have a chiyuv? Or do we wait till the kid turns 13 and does it himself? That's a big tumul d'achreinim. I didn't go through the sugya. I just know it's a tumul d'achreinim. Padei Sivda means he has to redeem himself. Which means the word Tivda can be read two ways. Meaning it's not a Greek Siv, it's Tivda. But Tivda can also be read or translated. Can also be translated as redeem yourself. Which means Kol Shemitzu Livdus Asatzim Mitzuva Livdus Asacherim. If you have a chiyuv to redeem yourself, you have a chiyuv to redeem others. How do I know a woman has no chiyuv to redeem herself? The same thing. Redeem your kid, your boys, not your girls. Therefore, you have no chiyuv to redeem your girl, and she has no chiyuv to redeem herself, because the pasuk says both ways. And once she has no chiyuv to redeem herself, she has no chiyuv to redeem others. Where's the start? And again, I just mentioned this for the 100th time. I don't understand drushes, because sometimes benecha means your children, and sometimes benecha means only your sons. The word benecha has two meanings, right? In Lashon Kodesh, this happens very often, that the word for the whole is the word for the main, right? Yom is 24 hours, yom is daylight, because daylight is the main part of the day. Banim is children, banim is sons, who are the main part of children. So I don't know when we say the whole b'chor benecha means sons, not daughters, which is the way Chazal are darshaning it, and I'm not questioning Chazal. But when do you darshan the word benecha to mean children? Obviously, Gemara felt over here, had it been children, the Torah would have expressed it in a different way. The fact that it expressed the benecha is to tell me v'loi b'nei secha. Who lived ice and night lived ice? The guy has to redeem himself, which means his dad didn't do the job, and he has a son that he has a chiyuv to redeem. They're both mitzvahs on him. We're going to use the term mitzvah de gufe. Mitzvah de gufe is not pshat, it's not his mitzvah or yes, his mitzvah. Both are his mitzvahs. Who kaidim livnai? Because the Gemara is going to explain why. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a benai kaidmai. She said mitzvah, so I love it. The father had the mitzvah. The Hosea mitzvah is benai alav. Meaning there, the father had the mitzvah and dropped the ball. Here, it's his son's mitzvah on him. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. Come by them. Everybody agrees. If all he has is five shloim, who kaidim livnai? Because my time, a mitzvah de gufe adam. Mitzvah de gufe means a mitzvah that affects directly his body over a mitzvah that he is obligated to do. People mistranslate the word mitzvah de gufe. Mitzvah de gufe means a mitzvah that affects his body. He has two mitzvahs. They're both mitzvahs upon him, except one affects him, his body, and one affects his son's body, which is his chiyam. So mitzvah de gufe adam. Keep ligi. Heichad ikka chamish mishabadim v'chamish b'nei chayrim. There are five mishabadim, which means before his son was born, he had five. He had karka worth five shloim that he sold, and he also had five b'nei chayrim. Rabbi Yehuda saw him over the ksuba tayrik ksuba b'shar dami. Rabbi Yehuda says that's collectible from mishabadim, the debt that the tayrik wrote, even though there is no contract, but that's considered collectible from mishabadim. Therefore, Bahani Chomesh Parak Lepre, with the five shloim that he has available, he redeems his son. And the client gets paid for him by he can take the mishabadim. He can only redeem one mitzvah de gufei adav. Now Rashi asked the question, why is this fair? The chayre, it's not fair to the buyer for him to do this trick. It's a legal loophole. He uses his five b'nei chayrin to redeem himself, and he uses that, and therefore the kuchas lose. What gives him a hetter to do that? So Rashi says it's not called taking advantage, because the bottom line is he has a chiyuv to do his mitzvahs b'nai more than him. It's just the fact that it affected his body. So if there's a legal way out, he's allowed to use that legal way out. That's what Rashi answers.
Rebbe?
Yes, quickly. Yes.
Yeah, I Rebbe said before the kid was born. It's before the kid was shloshim yom.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. You're right. Tana Rabbanan. I just said born because I didn't get involved in 30 days, but you're 100% right. Tana Rabbanan. Livdus is benai v'lalos l'rego. Paidah is benai v'akachay l'rego. He redeems his son, and then he does aliyah l'rego. Meaning, that takes precedence. From Yudai Marai l'rego, v'akachay paidah is benai. Shizu mitzvah veres, shizu mitzvah shein veres, which is a svara that's accepted. We always do the mitzvah veres first. If a guy has money, either for lulav or for pidyon haben, lulav takes precedence. And everybody would agree. Because if he does pidyon haben, he's going to miss lulav. If he does lulav, he might be able to do pidyon haben at a later date. So they're equal mitzvahs asay. Mitzvah veres takes precedence. But over here, there's an exception. And the Gemara is going to say why the Rabbanan hold it's an exception. Something by Mishlam and the music of the time of Taima. He explains himself, which is a svara that everybody agrees to, that a mitzvah veres takes precedence. El Rabbanan matamayu. So why did Rabbanan argue? So the Gemara, in truth, the Rabbanan agree in Svara to Rabbi Yehuda. But over here is a special Xeris HaKasim. The Mekra, Kol B'chor B'necha Tivda, V'hadil Lo Yiru Opol HaNarekam. They try to put them both in the same Pasuk to tell me that first comes Pidyon HaBen before Aliyah L'Regam. So the Gemara Vayter, Tana Rabbanan. Minayin Shem Hoyer L'Chamish Shabonim B'chamish Nashim Shechayev Liv D'Skulam. How do I know if a guy had five children from five different women? For them, each one was a bechor, peta rechem of her. For him, he only has one firstborn. How do I know he's mechuyev to redeem it all? Meaning that pidyon b'nechem goes by mom, not by dad. Talmud Leimer Kol Bechor B'necha Tivda. It says Kol Benor B'necha Tivda. Kol, the extra kol. Affecting my pshita, but it the havamina. The petarechem talar lachmana. The pasuk says, "Call petarechem." So what's the havamina fakir? So the gemara mal determinelu b'chor chor minachlo. If there is shavim from nachlo, malhal and reishis einai, it has to be his first. Avkan reishis einai, meaning it has to be both his and her first. The Mashmalan, that's why it says kol, to tell me don't make that gzera shava for that, but kol b'chai b'nechot him, that tells me any peta rechem, even if it's not his firstborn. L'lam de taira. Minolon, how do I know that a person has to teach his kids taira d'chsev? L'matam oisim es b'nechem. And when his father didn't teach him, he has to teach himself. That's what it says in the pasuk. Meaning it says that, it says really matam, that we don't make the whole pasuk, Rashi makes the whole pasuk. You have to know what to do. If you don't learn, you won't know what to do. How do I know that she has no mitzvah to teach her son? And again, it can mean learn or teach. To tell me, one who has a mitzvah to learn has a mitzvah to teach. One who doesn't have a mitzvah to learn doesn't have a mitzvah to teach. Even though, how do I know a woman doesn't have to learn? Again, we spoke out. Of course, she has to know her halachas, but it's not a din limud ha-tayra. It's a din keeping mitzvahs. How do I know she doesn't have a mitzvah to teach her learn tayra? Simply matam b'lematam. I know others don't have to teach it. Right. What if he has a choice, him to learn or his son to learn? Who kaidim livnai? He goes first because it's a mitzvah gufay. Again, same swara. If you daimer, b'nai zaris and mabuloch, tamudim iskar b'yadai, b'nai kaidmai. If his kid is sharper, Arshkol probably has two words for this, and his Talmud lasts longer, his son goes first. Now, my Rebbe learned that this is only going in the midst of Limud HaTaira after Yediyas HaTaira. Meaning, because a person is mechuyev to know Taira. He's mechuyev to know Taira. It's just a question. I mean, how can you say, B'nai Kadmai, he has a chiyev to learn Taira. So what if his kid's sharper? He still has a mitzvah to know what to do. So he learned this is going about after they both know what they have to know. And now the question is, who's going to learn the extra mitzvah of Limud HaTaira? So there, he holds, that's how my Rebbe learned the Gemara. You want to argue, you can argue, I don't care. This is my Rebbe taught us the Gemara. And this is after they both have Yediyas HaTaira. And the question only becomes, there's a second mitzvah in Talmud HaTaira we spoke out. There's a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTaira. And then there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah just to learn whether you know it or not, before, even after you know it. That mitzvah, you can say the son is sharper. It's better. But you have to know what to do. How can you say I have to teach my son to know the stone? I have to know the stone. I have the same chiyuv. How can I not know what I'm supposed to do? So that's how he learned this Gemara. They're talking about they both know what they have to know, meaning they both have the Yediyas HaTaira. Means according to the Rambam, they know Tanakh and Rambam, which is the way the Rambam learns is your mitzvah of knowing Kol Torah Kula. And now the question is, who's going to go learn in yeshiva, and the other one's going to stay home and work? But they both know. The answer is, Rabbi Yehuda holds the son goes first. Again, if somebody wants to argue, he's more than welcome. It doesn't say it in the Gemara, and it doesn't say it in the Rishayim, so you're allowed to argue. His father sent him to learn before Abaya. He didn't get it sharply. I can learn better. You sit here. I'll go learn. Abaya heard that he was coming. There was this demon in the base medrash. Even when two people enter the middle of the day, this demon was aggressive. Usually in the middle of the day, by two people, demons stay away. This demon did not. Nobody should give him a place to stay. Perhaps an ace will happen. He went to sleep in that base medrash. He was there alone at night. The mazi came to him as a snake of seven heads. Every kriya that he bowed down, one of those heads fell down. He told him tomorrow, there wouldn't have been an ace, I would have been in danger. Just as an aside, the Esav, Yaakov bowed down to Esav seven times. It's not a coincidence. Obviously, the mazik of seven heads, there's seven kaychas atuma here, and Yaakov, when he bowed down to Esav, called kriya dekara, that's a chadresha. Yes.
And the brother Kahn,
Not that I remember. That's the end of the first parak. The end of the first parak. It doesn't say that anybody bowed down and the head fell down. I don't remember that. I don't remember that. It's at the end of the first parak. Talks about it, but I don't remember that. Nothing about the Torah about a lomatayr v'lisa isha. The guy has a shayla where he should learn or marry. Yomatayr v'achachisa isha. And the reason for that is because, as the Gemara is going to explain, if you have to earn a living, there's family concerns, you don't have time to learn. This is talking about, according to my Rebbe, the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. Because the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah never ends. A person's mechuyav to have a family. So this is talking about the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. He has a chiyav to know Yediyas HaTorah, but he also has a chiyav to get married. What should he do? So his chiyav of Yediyas HaTorah pushes away the obligation to get married temporarily till he finishes Yediyas HaTorah. When he finishes Yediyas HaTorah, which again, as we learned, the Rambam says is finite, you finish it, then you go get married. However, that's what this Mandiyamer says. What if he doesn't have yet hirur? Ain liboy panoi the lashon of Rambam. So therefore, the Torah is not patara. So then you see shavachak yilvatayra. Even though it comes at an expense, that is, yediyas haTorah is going to take years longer. But we want him to learn patara. That is what the Baisa says. I'm reviewing the Mishmah Halacha. Nice shavachak yilvatayra. He has a mill over his head. You want him to learn Torah? Rashi learns. The people in Bubba got married, took care of their hero problem, went to Yisrael to learn, left their families behind, had no daiga parnasa, and were able to learn b'mnuchas ha-nefesh without family concerns, and yet had Torah. Those in Bubba did not have that because, I'm sorry, those in Yisrael were home. They have to take care of their family. So therefore, for them, they should get learned and then get married, because if they got married, they wouldn't have time to learn. When he comes to you, bring him to me. He wasn't covering his head with his talus. Again, doesn't have to necessarily mean that, but that's how I translated it. By time of the piece of sudra, I didn't get married. I didn't lap him, and he turned away from him. Don't see me, I did not sister till you get married. He waits for a person must isha isha. Give him shigiyah chavul. Now some of the typical smites of his bones should dry out. I'm Rav Chisda Haida Difnim B'chavaroi. Why am I better than my friends? The Nesivna B'shitzer got married at 60. And therefore my Yetzahara didn't have a chance to plant roots. Yeah, but Nesivna B'abeser, have I minute the Sutton Gir Be'enach, I would have been able to challenge the Sutton offensively. Meaning, take the battle to him. While you still have control over your son, one that is going on marriage and one that is going on giving him mussar, that's when you should take care of what you have to take care of, which is either Meshitzer Adesim Vatarati from 16 to 22, from 18 to 24. When do you do this chinuch to get him trained? Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Mechemya. Charamar, Meshitza ben Esther Metarte, Charamar Metam Nisrei ben Esther Rabba. By the way, as an aside, and I might want to get into it, but if you take a look at Rashi, it's a very important Rashi, it's Chanoich Lenar, Api Darkai, the Rashi, what is Chanoch? Derech Shekol Yom of Yehem Esnaig Bay. Your job is to start him on a path that he should continue the rest of his life. Meaning, that's what Chanoch means. Chanoch means place him on the right path. Until when is a person mechuyev to teach Torah? At this point, we think how much Torah he's supposed to teach him. His grandfather taught him all these things. That's all we meant by Arheichen. How many generations? Like if a woman didn't have to make a mission to have that long as that goddess, we don't have to make a lot of that. check the Gemara about the other Mechayev? Is a grandfather Mechayev to teach Torah? Tanya, we learned the Matam Meisiv is Benechem, and we die from Beloy Benei Benechem. The Matam Mechayev, Mani Mechayev, Vedatim Levenecha Levenei Benecha. I it says teach your grandchildren Loy Melach. So come Lamed is Benei Torah Malav Hakosuk Yudlam the Loy Levenei Benei Benei Atzayv Kol Adiris. It's just saying by teaching your kids, you're teaching your grandkids Atzayv Kol Adiris. But the Gemara Hudah Mechayev Tana. The Tanya, the Matam Meisiv is Benechem. Ain the Benechem Benei Benechem Minayin. This Tana says, how do I know you Mechayev to teach your grandchildren? If you teach your grandchild Torah, it's as if Shiloh, whether you or him, somebody is accepting it from Har Sinai. Shemar, both. Shemar, vaydatim levenecha levenei venecha. The day he stood at Har Sinai, the shada disnareisha. He was wearing this unbecoming covering of his head. And he was taking his grandchild to the shul to learn. What's the rush? I mean, why couldn't you put on a normal hat? Meaning, it's like being kibbutz Har Sinai. After he heard this, Rabbi Tom Umtzi did not eat his roasted meat breakfast. At the mikvah, the Yenuka, until he taught us to get a nupas, he closeted it over with his child, the grandchild, who might say it added a pasuk. Rabbi Baravuna Tom Umtzi at the Maisa, the Yenuka, the Bemadrasha. He didn't eat anything until he brought the child to the Mishmedrash. I'm a Rev Safra Mishim Mishuva Bechanaya. Maidach Siv Shinantum. And it says the Shinantum, and somebody showed me. I forgot from who, that it says Shinantum, the second Nun has a Duggish. A Duggish is used, Yankee showed it to me, but I forgot who he showed it to me from. He showed it to me in Archie, I forgot who said it. It's like it says three Nuns. The Maral, thank you. That's like three Nuns. That's why I think it was Shinantum, I was Shilashtum. If a person should split his life, how does a person know how to split his life? He has no reason. He doesn't know how long he's going to live. That's how tight, right? So the Gemara is Rashi learns 2 days a week for each. I guess Shabbos is Chazor. And Taisus learns again, Miyodei Kamechaya, so Taisus learns you split every day into three, and Rabbeinu Tam says, we're Seimach, the Talmud Bavli takes care of everything. Why are the earlier ones called Seifrim counters? Every letter was chashuv to them. They knew every letter in the Torah. Which is in the same capital. By Rabbi Yisef, Vav the Gokhan Ma'agisa Ma'agisa. Is the Vav of Gokhan on the first half or in the second half? Omalu Nasi Sevetarim Nil, let's count. Mila Amarabba Bachon, Lazazim Shamachavi Sevetarim Manam. He said they counted. Omalu Inu Bekiba Chaseris Yisaris. They had a definite clarity in which extra Vavs and missing Yuds and things like that. Anan Levikinan. By Rabbi Yisef, Vizgalach Ma'agisa Ma'agisa. Is Vizgalach the first half in Sukkim of second half, or the last one of the first half? We can at least count the psukim. So the Gemara says, psukim nami lebetinan. We also don't have a clarity in that. In my rabba, in Eretz Yisrael, they had this pasuk as three. They had it as three different psukim. So therefore, we don't have an accurate count, and therefore, we can't count, rely on our count.
How many places are
there
of the whole
canal?
Moshe,
did
they cover it?
What? No, it says how many psukim in the Torah, it says these things, but I have no idea.
Is that 600,000?
Is that counted
in the
Torah? They said, Desire says, yes, this is the Torah. There is not in the Torah. We're talking about Chumash. Exactly. The olives are three. They all these kinds of things, right? But I can't figure out. But I think it's 300,000 and some. I think, if I remember correctly, the number was about 300 and some thousand ISIS in Chumash.
Yeah, nobody can count that.
Not that I know of. Again, I shouldn't say nobody. The computer probably does. If you go on the computer, you probably can get a number. No, you can't. I don't know. No idea. Yes, doctor.
Shroy Lovtansky one time told me the number. He has a number. However, it is impossible for us in these days to count the number of Oishas Torah because the Oishas can be darshan in different ways.
I said that.
I mean, it's an unknowable number.
The Zayar says, yes, this should be by Oishas Torah. That's a Zayar. That's not me. And therefore, somehow, somewhere in the Chumash, from Brachos to Le'enik Yisrael, there's 600,000 letters. How that works, I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows.
I can give an example. You can't tell. We do not know by looking at it whether an olive...
I mentioned that. My mama said that. I said olive can be three letters. I said that. Don't give my advice. The Gemara says 5,888. On the side it says it's 5,845. Yes, of Tilim Shemayna. Tilim has eight more Pesukim, which nobody understands. I shouldn't say nobody. Tysus doesn't understand Shat. Chasim Imenu Divrei Yam Shemayna. Divrei Yam has eight less Pesukim. I don't know. Tana Rabbanan. Mishinantum Shi Divrei Tayyam Mechutatim Beficha. Tyra should be sharp. Don't hesitate. Don't, what's the word, stutter. Don't stutter. It's not stutter. They have a better word.
Stammer.
Right. Don't stammer. Be fluent. Right. Tell Chachma you're my sister, which means you should know it as well as you know that your sister is Asher. Tie it on your fingers, write it on the tablet of your heart. Like arrows in the hand of a strong one came in there, and Urim, so should be the Tamidim of a person. The arrows of a Gibor are sharp. The enemies will fall under you. Here means in learning. He folds up his quiver. What's enemies? Mayas Ivan Bashar. Not some Ivan Zelota. They become enemies who they fight and learning. However, it's not over. Personally, they have a love to each other. Shnem as well. Besufa. I'll take you Besufa. Ella Besaifa. At the end is the Ava, which is Ezvohev. Everybody have a wonderful day. And Meretz Hashem tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock.